move on for a moment onto the business of weekends. New research by a hotel chain says that one in four of us will tell work colleagues a load of fibs on Monday morning when we go in about what we did for the weekend. They've got a new term for it. They call it week envy. What do you do with your weekends? I'm joined by Matt Heason and by Val Slynn. Matt Heason, what did you do last weekend?
Well, it would be difficult for me to lie about what I'd done last weekend because I was kind of... a lot of people saw what I was doing. I was at the showroom in Sheffield organising a film festival. So I was there for kind of 12 hours a day, 3 days solid, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What kind of organising do you do then for 12 hours on the trot?
Well, it was a Sheffield Adventure Film Festival, so it was a whole series of films and lectures and competitions and live bands and so on. It was a long old weekend.
And what did you do? Kind of go around saying, stand up, sit down, go in there? You sound like a policeman of...
Yeah, theoretically, once the festival starts, it's all in the organising, so theoretically, once it starts, my job should be done, but it never is. There's always things to troubleshoot, firefight, little technical glitches, getting bands set up, sorting out members of the press with their ticket. You know, it's just there's a million and one jobs.
Right, let's join...
about 2,000 people through over the weekend, so just sorting them all out, making sure everyone's happy.
Right, while you were doing that, Matt, Val Slynn was doing things. Where were you, Val?
Hi, I was doing what I do every weekend, Ronnie. I was working at Whirlow Hall Farm. I'm the weekend supervisor there, and we're open to the public over the weekend for tours, and I organise a group of volunteers to take people round to meet the animals that all our meat's made from.
All right, and what did the people think of the animals that you eat up there?
Well, they all think it's lovely, and I do ask people if they like sausages and bacon and everything before they meet the piglets, and then I ask them afterwards if they still like them. And the majority of the time they do.
And is this, Val, the full story of your weekend? Because the research suggests that people tell lies. They go back on Monday morning and miss out bits. Have you missed any of your weekend out?
No, I've not missed any of the weekend out. I've been up there when we've had lambing taking place. I've been up there a couple of weekends ago. We actually had a caesarean operation to get a lamb born, and that's all quite normal for me. Yesterday I had to catch a hen that escaped about three times. I was getting really fed up with her. But that's normal for me on a weekend.
Matt, what have you missed out from your weekend that you didn't tell us, or what have you not told the truth about?
Well, I'm trying to think.
Did you not nip out to Rutland for a drink or something like that during the course of it?
I went for a couple of pints at the bar in the showroom. Yeah, there was a raucous atmosphere in there on the Saturday night. The party apparently was bigger than the party they have at Dockfest, or so I hear. Steve Pete ran a big mountain bike event at the weekend. There was a big crowd of raucous bikers came down, enjoying themselves, shall we say. So there was about 300 of them rocking to cover versions of the Arctic Monkeys. a friend of mine plays a band called the Felt Tips, and he got them going.
Sounds great to me. Thank you both ever so much. What did you do this weekend? I was sharing those, more thoughts of those, 01427966999. What did you do last weekend? Were you among the hairy bikers down at the showroom? Were you up with the caesarean animals up at Whirlow? What did you do at the weekend? 01427966999, text 81333, word Sheffield.